WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dangerous hard work going on in the Central Texas flood zone.
We've been finding remains since day one, and it continues now. Sometimes it takes repelling. It takes getting down there. You have to be very, very careful.
Local fire official Razor Dobbs, Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Camp Mystic, the river is hundreds of yards away from the cabins. There's a lot of space there. And yet you looked at the cabins, and in the cabins, there was 8 foot of water.
Camp Mystic's emergency plan was approved 2 days before the flooding. At least 3 deaths are reported in New Mexico flooding. Philadelphia has worked out a tentative 3-year contract with striking workers. Reporter Ross DeMattei.
Union workers, some 9,000 of them here in the city of Philadelphia, could return to their job sites as early as today. And that includes picking up the trash that is mounted all over the city of Philadelphia.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding electric vehicle charging station owners across the state to pay their charging tax by the end of the month. The charging tax was implemented on January 1st and requires electric vehicle charging station owners to pay an excise tax of 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Department of Revenue officials are also reminding charging station owners that the tax is due even if the station is not available for public use and businesses, government agencies, and nonprofit organizations are not exempt from the tax. A federal magistrate judge has recommended that the criminal case against a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man who was in the country illegally evade arrest by immigration authorities in her courthouse should go forward. Judge Hannah Dugan entered a not guilty plea to and filed a motion to dismiss the charges in May, arguing that she was acting in her official capacity as a judge and is therefore immune to prosecution. The magistrate judge's recommendation said that immunity only covers monetary damage in civil lawsuits, not criminal charges. A Chetek man is facing felony charges after being accused of threatening law enforcement authorities during his arrest. According to court documents, officers responded to reports of 41-year-old James Taylor allegedly running into traffic and yelling without a shirt on at around 10:30 on Friday night. Officers say he began acting belligerently when they arrived and took him into custody. Taylor then allegedly began threatening to hurt or kill the officers while being taken to the Barron County Jail, where he continued acting belligerently during the booking process. Northwood Technical College has announced the official relocation of its Ladysmith Outreach Center to the recently renovated Ladysmith Rec Center. Organization officials say the relocation is part of an effort by the city to convert the former Ladysmith Elementary School into a multi-use community space. They also say their new location will improve access to adult education, workforce training, and testing services for residents in a more community-focused location. The new location will be renamed to the Northwood Tech Ladysmith Workforce Accelerator. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers and the Dodgers, Game 3 today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Dodgers are wrapping up their series. The Brewers winning again last night 3-1. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski throwing fastballs over 100 miles an hour. What was it like facing the Miz for the first time? Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We hadn't seen him before, and the stuff's really good. The fastball is pretty special, and you know it's hard to find silver lining when the guy strikes out 12 guys.
The game televised nationally on TBS. Announcer Brian Anderson interviewing manager Pat Murphy live during the game when he let out a swear word over the air by accident.
Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. Pretty elite stuff here as Monasterio sends one to left. Call
get out of here.
It's deep. It's caught at the wall.
Yeah, it looks like you get it off the end a little bit.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dry and sunny today, with calm winds and comfortable conditions, with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny. Highs will make it to the mid-80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane, Matt, and Aaron, Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Supreme Court says the Trump administration can fire as many federal workers as it wants. Jim Santel will join us to talk about that. Plus, Brittany Merlot and Weather and Wine.
Matt and Aaron on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is a strange mystery, the power of words. Life is in them, and death. A word can send the crimson color hurrying to the cheek, hurrying with many meanings, or can turn the current cold and deadly to the heart. Anger and fear are in them. Grief and joy are on their sound, yet slight, impalpable. A word is but a breath of passing air. That's Letitia Elizabeth Landon. It is Watch Your Language Wednesday. What are the most powerful arguments out there? What are the most powerful words? Where are we getting it wrong? We've had this discussion before. I want to transition it also to a discussion of power, but I'll dwell on words for a moment. We've had examples. Of course, there's the common example of right to choose versus pro-life. How can we be strategic about word choice? We had a call just the other day saying we should talk not only about climate change, which is a divisive set of words, but pollution, which brings more people together linguistically. I was counseled, it started out by being scolded at saying the word accident when instead we need to say crash. I have talked about how instead of saying shooter, which removes the harm out of the equation and makes the hero of the story the, in fact, shooter, rather than murderer or killer or gun killings or gun murders, which tends to be more accurate and reminds the mind of the harm being done, that how we describe things, the word that we choose, the words that we choose, sometimes the word that we choose, those words matter. And I like to check in a little bit on the state of our language. I also want to make sure that when we talk about language, we're not policing ourselves for its own sake. We're not thinking that the words themselves are the point. That, in fact, someone using the exact word is the objective. That, in fact, a course on an important social issue that we took in college should form, therefore, as a primary governance objective that everybody uses those same multisyllabic words. In fact, the best trial advocacy teacher I ever saw, as a professor of mine, he was a visiting lecturer of mine. He was actually president of the College of Charleston at the time. He'd been a legislator, been a judge, but he was a guest lecturer at Harvard Law School. And he had, per day of instruction, I have more things that I remember that he taught than anybody else. And I only had him like 3 weeks. It was an intensive trial advocacy course. And he said, the English language is the language of Shakespeare. It's the language of Shakespeare, not only because Shakespeare was born in England, but he had this incredible lexicon with which to work. We have lots of words, and we have lots of words because lots of syllables. And we have lots of synonyms. And the reason we have lots of synonyms is because we have Latin words and we have Saxon words. We have words with Latin roots and Saxon roots. We have automobile and we have car. And when you can choose, choose the Saxon word. Car instead of automobile. It was very useful. There are many of us who at various times in our life know that our self-image or the image of others, maybe it's our profession, maybe it's our esteem, will be built in and built by other people's impression of our intelligence. And we want to sound smart. And so in order to sound smart, we choose the word that makes us sound smarter. With less attention, perhaps, to the word that is precisely most useful, or the word that will connect best to the person with whom we are speaking. And so we say automobile. I say, let's say car. And there is this discussion that is going on about how we use words. It comes up with pronouns. It comes up with various things that are taught in important and virtuous women's studies courses and racial studies courses that we have taken that we root for. And the mild irony, maybe more than mild, maybe it's powerful, but arguably irony, is that a very tradition that was rooted in our desire to be inclusive, to have a society where more people belonged, where the definition of human was more accurate, more loving, more welcoming, that in that pursuit, there has been a choice of, there's been a development of lexicon that itself can be exclusive, and in fact, even wielded for that purpose, to create a set of words that will make other people feel they're not quite as smart, they don't quite have as much virtue, they're not as much in on the joke, they're not one of the cool kids. Or they're just doing it wrong, or they're dumb, or they're bad. Not because of their motives, not because of their objectives, but because of their language. Let's not use words for that. Let's use words to communicate, to persuade. Because what I was thinking about, and thanks also to the poem, I think about the intersection of words and power. Yes, words have power. Words can also be used to wield power. And I thought a lot over the last 3 years about language fights. And I don't mean the strategic language choices in order to be more persuasive. I mean the language fights. I mean the fights over people first language, which I am for and in favor of. And I think that came out of a misunderstanding. No, I want to say a misalignment of power in two different ways, at least. And to be clear, I am speaking about things, I'm going a little bit off the edge of my skis. I'm going a little bit to the edge here. It shouldn't be a dangerous topic, but it's a little bit of a dangerous topic. But I think there are two things, at least two dynamics going on. One, it's when there's enough power wielded around policy that people say, how about what we focus on is language? But worse, I think what happens is when people are feeling powerless and they know the current administration is not going to listen to them a lick about Medicaid, not going to listen to them a lick about, I mean, heck, this administration wouldn't have passed the ADA, wouldn't listen a lick about how do we actually make sure Ukraine is safe? How do we actually make policy that is compassionate? How do we actually support people who need support? And if we can't win those fights, let's win fights of language. Ends up being a misapplied, in my judgment, a misapplied amount of energy, not because it's a wrong fight, but because it can miss a little bit of the context and the priority. It can misprioritize where we need to put our energy. When I'm talking about words and power, I'm talking about how do we win? Yes, how do we be more virtuous? Yes, how do we be more accurate? Yes, how we can be more precise? Yes, even how we can be more exclusive. Excuse me, inclusive. How we can use language that isn't meant primarily to divide. Heck yes to those things. But understanding what are the bigger fights. And based on what we've heard, even on this program, over these last days, imagine two teams. One team wants to share power. The other team wants to gain and wield power. Which team's going to win? One team is focused on how we conduct ourselves. Another team is focused on objectives. Which team is going to accomplish those objectives? So yeah, I want to hear about language, but today particularly I want to talk about power. What are the levers of power? Where can we find them? Where can we advance it? How is it happening on the other side? And what might be some simple things we can do to wield more? We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code THOM. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. And in our Mando voice, it doesn't say here to use a Mando voice. I just started using a Mando voice. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, critically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. Not for you? They'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. We are back. This is the Tom Hartman Show, talking about words and power. And not to throw too much into the mix, but I said something yesterday I want to follow up on, and I do want us to attend to it today and tomorrow. I told you the story of my friend who wrote 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Save the Earth, and who then wrote years later 50 Simple Things You Can Do to Fight the Right. We traded emails the other day, and I encouraged him again, hey, what about 50 Simple Things We Can Do to Save Democracy? And he said, if you want to write it, I'll help you. I thought it might be something we could do together. And I mean, all of y'all out there. If you had your magic key, if you want to offer words, that's great. If you want to say places we're getting it wrong in terms of our language, I think that's great. I'll give you an example. It's not a death tax. It's a rich kid's tax. I like inheritance tax. Estate tax works, but it's definitely not a death tax. We know that, as Mark Twain said, and a hat tip to our audience member, Carol W., the difference between almost the right word and the right word is really a large matter. It's the difference between the lightning bug and the lightning. So I am interested in how we, in collecting our lexicon, that will improve how we communicate to be more persuasive. That might be one of the things that we can do to save democracy, is smarter use of words. What are some others? If you have, one thing we will take calls on, if you have your one of the 50 simple things, it could be your one simple thing we could do to save democracy or to build power, we would take it. I do want to take your calls. Here's from Eddie, who might have one thing. Eddie from Toms River, New Jersey. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hi, I think I did something to help save democracy. From about a week after Election Day until now, I have stopped spending money. I have gone back to school food. I've switched from Whole Foods to Aldi's. I had money saved for a new kitchen. I put it into an annuity. My garbage bag every week when they come to pick it up is half the size it used to be. I'm on a fixed income. I have an additional $500 every month left over just because I'm not spending their money. I turned off cable. I'm not going to add to Trump's economy. I just can't do it. And when it's all over with, I'll have plenty of money to, you know, go take a vacation. But I won't take a vacation in the United States while this man is president. I won't do anything. I'm done spending money. And And I'm helping because the less Americans are spending, the more it's going to hurt him in the midterm elections.
Voting with your dollars, voting with your dollars, one of the smart things. And whether that's being intentional with where you spend, shopping with co-ops, shopping with people who have sort of pro-social, pro-democracy values, or just pulling back and saving money. The nice thing is, you're right, you'll save a lot along the way if you're saving an extra $500 on a regular interval.
That's great.
All right.
I feel like I'm actually doing something, you know? It's more than just showing up at a protest.
Eddie, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Simon from Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yeah, one second. Let me get you on. Thanks for taking my call. The one thing I find extremely challenging is from Minnesota, right? What's happened the last 2 weeks, last month in Minnesota? We literally had an assassination attempt. What did the media say? Call it a killing. It wasn't even an attempt. It was assassination and an assassination attempt. And yet, the media downplayed it. And there's anything that demonizes the right, anything that demonizes the Republican, right? They will not say what it actually is.
So you're talking about, to be clear, you're talking about the Minnesota lawmakers. Of course, you're in Minnesota. Melissa Horman, and I'm looking at ABC News right now. Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Horton killed, State Senator John Hoffman wounded in targeted political violence. If it is targeted political violence that results in killing, I'd need somebody to help me understand how that is not an assassination.
100%. Where you look at Trump's potential assassination, the media, that's all they used, Trump's assassination attempt.
Wow, Simon, this is a new one for me.
So it's so prevalent. Like it is very much noticeable now since Trump has negotiated or done deals with the media companies, how much they're downplaying anything that portrays negatively towards Republicans with the language. And yet, when it comes to Democrats, they're very quick to demonize.
No, Simon, I appreciate it. I keep a list. I jotted it down. Some of that list I get from this very audience, and I've added that to the list to be precise. I mean, not use assassination if that's not the word that applies, but also not avoid it if it is the word that applies. And somebody'd have to explain to me why the Hortmans was not an assassination. Thank you so much, Simon. Appreciate the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Calls are lighting up, 202-808-9925. What are things we need to do to save our democracy? And also, what are smart word choices or dumb ones?
With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with PK and Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor at LP, joins us to discuss national and state issues and a what's worse on pizza.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The universities of Wisconsin could raise their undergraduate tuition for state residents this week. The new plan released on Tuesday would cover a 4% increase in tuition across the entire system and allow individual schools to add another 1% to their tuition rates. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says every school except UW-Green Bay plans to add the extra 1%. Under the increase, campuses in the Northwest Wisconsin region would see tuition range from $9,200 in Superior to over $10,000 in Eau Claire. The Wisconsin Supreme Court delivered a decision on Tuesday that will allow the state to implement a ban on conversion therapy. In the 4-3 decision, the state's highest court ruled that an attempt by the Republican-controlled Joint Committee for the Review of Administrative Rules to reject a state agency rule banning the practice was unconstitutional. Governor Evers brought the lawsuit, arguing the committee has been essentially exercising an unconstitutional legislative veto. The state Supreme Court agreed that the committee was overreaching its authority. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing motorcycle safety reminders after a string of crashes in western Wisconsin over the last week. State Patrol officials say there were 5 motorcycle crashes in western Wisconsin over the first week in July after seeing about 33 during the month of June. Motorcyclists should remember to be on the lookout for animals and pedestrians crossing the road and to change lanes cautiously. State Patrol officials are also reminding drivers in cars to keep an eye out for motorcycles when changing lanes or turning. Construction work on a section of Wisconsin 64 in Dunn County officially began this week. Governor Tony Evers recently approved a contract for the pavement improvement project between County Highway O near Connersville to the north junction of County Highway W in Dunn County. The project will see milling and paving work, new pavement markings, and the installation of rumble strips along the center line. Wisconsin 24 will remain open to traffic during construction, but drivers will see some single-lane daytime closures controlled by flaggers. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dry and sunny today with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny. Highs will make it to the mid 80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Years ago, I had some, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Sandra Goldshine of the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy about the real harm that's going to be done to families under this new federal budget.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For all of your support. Did you you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back to Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. We are talking about words and power and the power of words and the simple things we can do. Some of them won't be that simple. To build power, to save democracy. Let's go to Wayne in Brattleboro, North Carolina. Wayne, you are on.
Actually, right now, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, sir. Chris. Jeff, sorry, my apologies.
You can call me anything you want.
I'm in Stuartsville, Missouri. Stuartsville, Missouri. Jeff, I apologize. I believe one of the best.
I would say, as you gather your thoughts, if you're going to choose what to call me, I've thought of all the titles. My favorite is Eminent Archon. Okay,
Eminent Archon.
Don't do it. But there was a college fraternity in my college, and they had their composite, right? The picture of all their members, and you know, there's office holders in fraternities, right? And they called their president the Eminent Archon, and I thought that is of all the titles that I've ever heard, and I've heard lots of titles, chief operating officer, you name it, lots of titles. Right, Eminent Archon, I thought, was probably the very most best. But go ahead, Wayne, what's on your mind?
Hey, my thought for the day for you was things to make our, to take our country back. You know, yeah. The people, I'm not going to say left or right, the people that are, you know, the true patriots of this country, need to quit being about talk and start being about action. Don't tell me, you know, somebody's, you know, something happened, a tornado came through, wiped out the house of a family, whatever the case is. Don't tell me, you know, my thoughts and prayers. Get your butt out there and actually help clean up, help these people get back to where they need to be. If you say, don't tell me, well, we support your troops. Well, how are you supporting the troops? Because I said, we support the troops. No. That is just something coming out of your mouth because you think it makes you sound good. If you're not actually out there doing something to support the troops, I was in the military. I am a veteran. I support the troops, and I support my children that have been in the military. We don't support people by saying we support them. That does nothing for those people.
What are the actions you want to make sure that you want to encourage people do? Whether it's related to supporting veterans or otherwise, what are the actions you want to see people take?
There are all sorts of actions that we can take to actually be a mover and a shaker rather than to be just somebody that's of course. You could join Habitat for Humanity. When you actually, you know, there are a number of different charities that you could help with that you could actually donate time towards for military, you know, veterans affairs. There are things that you can do, you know, even going into a nursing home. You support the elderly, you know, go read a book to an elderly person that can no longer read because they can't see well enough. Volunteer your time. Be something. Do something. Don't just talk.
Do you have a favorite action that you've taken or that you are taking or that you're thinking about taking, something that you're either proud of doing or that you want to do that you think falls in that category of action that's worth promoting that we can plug right now, maybe encourage other people to do?
Literally everything I just said. I have literally done everything I just said.
Well, it's fantastic. You're a trucker, humanity. Yeah?
Yes, I'm a truck driver today, yes.
Where are you driving right now?
Right now, I'm taking a load going to South Bend, Indiana, out of Olathe, Kansas, an oversized load. I am hauling parts for I've been running a lot lately doing cooling systems for all of these big Google search engine places.
Oh, wow.
Doing them for these tech centers, doing them for Tesla batteries, these battery plants they're putting in. That's actually what I've been doing the most for the past, I'd say about 6 months to a year.
You ever,
I've done a whole lot of that.
You ever been to a Jubitz truck stop?
To a what?
Have you ever been to a Jubitz, J-U-B-I-T-Z truck stop? It's not. It wouldn't be out in Indiana or Midwest, mostly West Coast. I'm trying to think of how far east they even go, but certainly in my state. But have you ever been to a Jubitz truck stop?
I've never heard of that before. I've been to all 48 lower states, but I've never heard of that one.
So. If you're in Oregon, you'll now that I've said it, you might see them. But they, I'll tell the story. Well, I'll tell the story now. The guy who started Jubitz Truck Stop, one of the brothers started Jubitz Truck Stop, ended up the way they made bigger money was by figuring out that they had a bunch of unfilled load, somebody would come and make a drop, and then on the way back they'd be empty, or they'd come through the truck stop and they'd be partially empty. So they got less in the truck stop business, and they ended up developing a program where they would fill and match, right, containers that needed to get into trucks with trucks that weren't fully full. The reason I bring it up, to your point of not just when I think about truckers, when I think of taking action, the way that Al Jubitz ended up spending the latter portion of his life was investing in peace, was by supporting pro-peace organizations and trying to make the world a little bit better. So I like your idea that while I do appreciate the power of words, I hope that what that does is spur action. Last word from you, Wayne.
Thank you very much. It sounds like that to me that they're working as a distribution in order to be more economical about putting loads together. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So more like a distribution center. But thank you very much. Have a blessed day, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
All right. Be well, Wayne. Let's go to Bob from Rome, New York.
Jefferson, should I say eminent archon? No.
No, don't do it. I really shouldn't have brought that up. It's funny.
I'm a big fan, and I share your worldview, but I'm afraid that I almost never hear, either here or elsewhere, how we get from a longstanding oligarchy, which is sliding towards fascism, to a democracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's three things we need to do.
Okay.
And almost everything else we talk about on the so-called left is a distraction, I think.
Okay.
They are, first, we need to choose representatives that represent the people. And by that I mean we need to have a voting system which chooses representatives by consensus, not division. The idea that if you win your primary, you win the election is crazy. Ranked choice voting in New York or Alaska or Maine is not the whole thing, but it's a good start. There are other ways you could do it. You need to have to choose by consensus. Second, you need representatives to represent the people. And by that I mean you need to have strong anti-corruption laws for our representatives, which are weak, and I could give examples on both sides, obviously. Third, you need to make it easy for everybody to vote to reflect those views. Most people across the political spectrum recognize the system is rigged, and it's rigged because their votes don't count because we're an oligarchy, and we always have been. Over to you.
I love your three things. The Larry Lessig used to say that my stuff, and at that time he was really focused a lot on campaign finance reform, key piece of democracy itself, would say, my issue is not the most important issue. Your issue is the most important issue. And whether you're talking about healthcare or education or the natural environment or the middle class or supporting the poor, your issue is the most important issue. But democracy is the first issue.
Yes.
We can't get there. We can't get there until we do that. And I loved your three of one. And what I would add to the sort of ranked choice voting, I would like to see a place try out star voting, which I think is sort of an amplified. I just tried it with my family. I think there's a website now called bettervoting.org maybe. And where it's like Yelp voting, like you give things stars. So you don't have to think about the ranking. Instead you can say, oh yeah, I like that. That's a 5-star idea. That's not as good idea. Good. That's a 2-star idea. And then you just do it. And then it has and then it sort of, roughly speaking, adds them together, and it gets pretty similar results as ranked choice voting, but I think it's a little easier and gets a little sharper. Also like ranked choice voting, heck yes. Also like sortition, figuring out new voting systems. Second, strong anti-corruption laws. and digging in on campaign finance reform, absolutely. And it is one thing to the candidates and would-be candidates who are listening, the campaign strategists who are listening. That is a set of issues that can be won in challenging districts, that a supermajority of Americans want to make democracy and our republic less corrupt. And also, heck yes, voter access. Last word for you.
Corruption is a problem. You can't get your... Everybody in the House of Representatives says they think they shouldn't own stock, but somehow, under both Democrats and Republicans, that's not passed in 6 years.
Yeah.
And that's because they can't do even the minimum. You can't fix that until you get a consensus. Yeah. Jefferson, keep up the good work. I really appreciate what you do. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. I want to jump to Lynn, but Lynn, I'm going to ask you to stay with us because we're about to go to break, because I tried to take you yesterday and then you got cut off. So I just wanted to start up by saying yes. If I were a meaner person, I would say, hey, Lynn, sorry, we don't have time. We're going to break. But instead, what we're going to do is not the human being I'm trying to be. So instead, what we're going to do is stay with us, Lynn. I wanted to say hello to you and we'll pick you up on the other side of the music. Lynn, you're there, yes?
Hey, Rick. They're on a break, so.
Lynn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. All right, we'll be with you just right now.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You are listening to Tom Hartman. We're about to talk to Lynn.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Shayna Broussard became the chair of the Federal Election Commission July 1st. Problem is, her bipartisan commission, hapless in the best of times, will still be paralyzed. The agency is supposed to have 6 members, but has only 3, so no enforcement can take place. Broussard, a Democrat, was nominated by President Donald Trump in his first term and confirmed by the Senate in December 2020. Broussard served as a counsel in the FEC beginning in 2008. Broussard takes the reins of an agency unable to do its job. Resignations of commissioners in January and April and Trump's firing of Chair Ellen Weintraub in February left only 3 members and no quorum to enforce election and campaign finance rules. The commission frequently deadlocks along its 3 Democrat and 3 Republican party lines. Only in egregious cases of corruption, such as Congressman George Santos, is a bipartisan recommendation for prosecution typically made. The FEC can continue to require campaign finance reporting, receive complaints, investigate, and make recommendations. It just can't enforce anything. Why, you may ask, has a Democrat become chair of the Trump administration's FEC? Because it's unlikely Trump will nominate an additional 3 members, keeping the FEC powerless to referee the upcoming midterms. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
You've probably heard the rumor that you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that were not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping available only at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath, getnativepath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Run with Lynn, who wins the most patient listener award, because literally, like we were the Apple Store coming out with a new iPhone, or we were an influencer in line for a new Labubu, she has been on the phone just waiting for 25 hours. It's just doing nothing but staying by that telephone and almost like on a hunger fast. So thank you, Lynn, for that patience. Lynn made the point already over the break that instead of being disheartened, find strength in doing something. One of the things she is doing is making T-shirts. She had said, I like the T-shirt because then, as distinct from the bumper sticker, because when I'm not at the car, they might do something. And she's, I think, are you in Mobile, Alabama, Lynn? Am I right about that?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So that is that is not a cobalt blue state.
No, not at all. And you have to keep that in mind, you know, when you're wearing certain T-shirts and everything. But I'm at the point. You know, I'm an old trooper. I went to college during the Nixon days, and I remember the frustration that I felt during that time until we were able to dispatch him. And I said, oh, God, not again. So this time I'm, you know, no filter for me. Now, I don't expect my friends to do that, but I'm going to be out there, and it's going to be very readily apparent where I'm coming from. And if someone has a problem with that, they're more than welcome to engage me in conversation, and I'll be glad to. But the other thing I would say, too, is it's not doing some things is almost as effective. And I'm a big one on this boycott business. I no longer shop at Tractor Supply, Home Place, of course, Walgreens went out the door a long time ago, Hobby Lobby. And so that is a form of doing something. Just don't go to those places.
Yeah. If there's a store that doesn't support democracy, the business doesn't support democracy, there's a business that doesn't support sort of a society that works for people, that doesn't want to make sure that everybody's got a chance, that is a business not only we shouldn't shop at, it's a business that we should let them know. That's why we're not shopping at it. I like how you put it, that inaction can be action. Lynn, thank you so much. I hope it was worth the wait. I hope you can now have your first meal in a day or two. You can now, hopefully you can actually get some sleep, and I just have to wait for it. But now I hope it was worth it.
Yeah, you'll hear from me again.
Okay, good. Thank you, Lynn, so much.
You're welcome.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Roger from Seattle, you're on the air.
Well, I like to tie together lots of things. So the first thing I'll tie together is my friend from Alabama. And she's doing what I call kosher shopping. I have a very good rabbi teacher, even though I'm from the Christian tradition. And he talked about expanding kosher in your addiction challenge to us this morning, that maybe that includes following labor laws or maybe like Hobby Lobby, not being so racist and everything they do. So... Mm-hmm. Anyway, I will get back to the topic that I told my friend from Portland what I was going to talk about with you is how to look upon the Trump-Musk debate that's going on. I suggest that maybe we look upon it as two vultures arguing over the dead carcass of the elephant Republican Party. And if you'll let me explain, I can tell you a little more about why I think the Republicans are doomed, not just because Musk Party is going to succeed, but because of their history of, as Tom says, supporting all the oligarchs a lot of oligarchs supporting them. So I know you and Tom like to try to limit things to a minute and a half, but I can, you know,
give me the short version. We will go to break. It is you're actually at a minute and a half. I don't have a hard line on it, but yeah, if you haven't started yet, we're in real trouble. But make your point.
Okay. So Trump and Musk are supporting Trump's mental illness of his narcissism and everything for Trump, but Musk and Trump are carrying out the 2025 Heritage document that was greatly influenced by the Libertarian Party. Mm-hmm. So by their overreaching, I think they're dooming the current Republican Party as it stands, because like Will Rogers, maybe the opposite of Will Rogers, there isn't a program in the United States, in the 50 United States, or the world for that matter, that they haven't managed to turn off. They're cutting off USAID and killing people in Latin America and Africa. They're cutting off health benefits to people. So now not only killing grandma and grandpa during COVID, they're killing grandpa now.
And you think, and Roger, you think that will spell the end of the Republican Party, and there's the music. You think that'll spell the end of the Republican Party?
Because they're being supported by the oligarchs, and the oligarchs don't see that they need to think about, well, maybe there's some Republican millionaires that they ought to talk to about, you know, what are some things that might last beyond Trump.
We're going to break, but thank you, Roger. Question.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The search effort goes on in the Central Texas flood disaster zone. 119 dead, more than 160 still listed as unaccounted for. Sheriff Larry Letha asked if a better alert system is needed.
This incident will be reviewed. You have my word. When or if necessary, if improvements need to be made, improvements will be made.
President Trump's pick to add the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Neil Jacobs, before a Senate committee considering his nomination.
I can assure the committee that I will do my best to ensure this team of scientists, engineers, forecasters, and uniformed officers have the resources and leadership needed to fulfill their mission of science, service, and stewardship.
The Philly mayor, Sherelle Parker, hails a new deal with striking city workers.
Philadelphia, it is over. It is true that we have reached a tentative agreement with District Council 33 on a new 3-year contract.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.